So I think you can always have a vision. And I think it's important to feed that vision, to meditate on that vision, to see yourself already in that vision, and to back way up. Because honestly, all we're dealing with is, what are you doing today? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Q&A day. What's the Q stand for, Evans?
Quarantine.
Another quarantine and acorn day.
Where
we have quarantined ourselves to crack open 500 acorns before we let ourselves out of the room.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year, which is like right here.
It's here.
It's
500 acorns for your new year.
And that was my goal. So I'm pretty much done for the year.
You did it.
I'm now a squirrel. And I think the squirrels are still quarantined this time of year.
I think they are. I want to Google what the meaning of acorn is. What does an acorn symbolize?
I think that it.
Because why'd you think of that?
I don't know why. Tell me.
Okay, ready? It's a symbol of strength and potential.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
That's perfect for the new year.
It really is. You guys, find an acorn. Plant it.
Yep.
And everything that you want is going to happen.
Plant that little acorn.
Because you're a squirrel who can have your nuts too.
Yes, you can.
I love squirrels.
Me too.
I really do. They bring me so much crazy pleasure.
And Waffles.
Okay, which is my dog. So we get more excited when Waffles sees squirrels than when Waffles sees squirrels. And we just talked about today how Waffles actually caught a squirrel once.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't eat it. She did not eat it, so don't freak out. If your children are listening, the squirrel lived. It just had a slight limp.
But it's fine now.
It's fine. I think it was a pulled muscle, and I'm sure it hobbled off to its Cairo. So
it's a California squirrel.
It's fine, and they are tough.
Yeah.
They actually hiss at you. Please tell the difference between, because I'm not crazy. When I first moved here, I was like, these things are hardcore.
They scare me so badly.
Squirrels in the Midwest run away from you. The ones here literally chuck nuts at you. And they go,
it's almost like they're New Yorker squirrels.
They are. They totally are. Like they came all the way over and they're like, I got a nut for you. Look at this. And they're like, But they actually...
Hey, take a picture. It'll last longer.
They really do. Like their hands are up in the air. They're chucking nuts and pine cones. It's dangerous out here. I'm just saying. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Because yes,
the squirrels will kick your ass. All right. Speaking of ass kickings.
Yes.
Let's talk about quotes.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
All right. So we pick quotes, guys. If this is your first time listening, we teach you a lot about nature, clearly.
Yes.
And we also pick our quotes for where we feel we're at. But technically today, do you know what I did? I'm just like, I don't know where I'm at today. Have you ever had one of those days?
I did the same thing.
Like, I'm like super good today, but I'm also like, I'm kind of tired.
Right. It's been a long day.
It has, but an awesome one. But what Wonderful emotionally, day. Like a lot of output today. So I chose two because they're quick. So
great.
Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself. In your way of thinking. Marcus Aurelius. I loved that one.
I love that. So simple.
Because I really, really can forget, especially around New Year's time. Like I really am like, no, really, that thing is really going to make me happy. It's the constant observation and balance of we need to keep evolving and growing and doing what our soul is pulling us towards. But also remembering that ultimately the actual goal is not the thing that's making you happy. It's because you're choosing to
evolve and enjoy every moment and just also enjoy life. Like, it's really the simple stuff.
It's the little things.
The older I get, the more, like, when people used to be like, it's the little things, I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah. But now.
Now I'm like, oh.
It's true.
But I don't think I'd even realize that if I didn't go for the big stuff first.
That's true.
It's all of it.
It's just all of it. It's all an acorn.
It, you know what it is? Because guess what that acorn's going to be?
A tree.
A big old oak tree, right?
And oak, then people are going to sit under cinder. Wait, what?
And then people are going to burn it down to cinders.
No,
you mean sit under it?
Did I say burn it down?
I thought you said cinder.
Oh, no. I thought that. I was like, I did not mean to say it. Burn it down.
She's like, I didn't say burn the tree down.
Say a picnic.
It's okay if you did, Evans. Maybe you want it to be warm. All right. My second one is, it is better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for what you are not.
True.
Oh, I just thought of like how easy it is to like edit yourself on social media and be whatever you think people want you to be. And the second you actually say how you really feel, people are like, oh, that hurts my feelings. And you're like, oh my God, I didn't mean it that way. Or right. I was just trying to be this way. Or I was just actually being me for the first time.
And it's hard.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I would rather start coming out even more being myself and living even more authentically. And I talk about this all the time, like in that podcast.
Yes.
That was titled, I think it's Sooner or Later You're Going to Be Caught Being Yourself. It's a quickie. You guys, if you have not heard it yet, like that's pretty much like exactly what this quote is about. It's like, I would rather start being myself and really working on authentically showing up as myself every single day than someone being like, wait a minute, who you really are in real life is not in line with how you show up. And I'm like, I'm actually much happier if I can just be myself in all areas at all times.
Right. And that episode is episode 283. You will get caught being yourself.
Look at her looking stuff up and making this just so organized.
We're organized now.
That won't happen on my end, guys. So don't even put that expectation on me. All right. I would love to know your quotes.
Okay. Well, I Googled Lady Gaga quotes because I just think she's awesome.
I do too.
She's so cool. She just does things that she wants to do and her voice is amazing.
Yeah. So what was her quote?
Her quote is, don't you ever let a soul in the world tell you that you can't be exactly who you are.
We kind of talk about the same thing right now.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Okay. So why is that affecting you today? Why did you like it?
I think all the same reasons you said. It's just nice to be yourself and stay true to who you are. And good things happen when you're true to yourself.
Okay. So this is coming. I might have just thrown out my original question for you.
Oh, no.
No. It's
oh,
good.
Yes.
Because that makes me want to ask you, what is a part of you that you are not yet authentically living into? Like a part of you that you're like, wait, how do I say this? Hold on, because I want this exact answer. What is a part of you that you're not like, this is getting worse. Like not
letting out?
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Is there an inner like actress I don't know about? Is what's going on? Tell me.
I think there's an inner French woman who lives in France, obviously.
Oh my.
But you know how French women are so confident and sexy?
Ooh. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yep. She's deep down in there. She's a little acorn right
there. You're really? You're aware you just shared that with me, right?
And your listeners.
Yeah.
That there are now two of.
So
sorry.
Hi, Mom. She doesn't even listen. I don't know who it is, but. Oh, you know?
Anyway.
You know, French women wear sexy hosiery.
They sure do.
Is that coming?
Absolutely.
Red lips?
Red lips.
What else do they do?
They drink a glass of wine and
they swear a lot.
They swear.
But they say it's so French sexy.
Yeah.
They say it frexy.
Frexy.
Oh my God. You're going to be frexy.
I can't wait. Tomorrow.
What's your nickname?
The little piece of bread.
What's up, frexy? Chris isn't even going to know. Have you met our new assistant, frexy? Oui. Oui. You'll just start swearing at us. We know that's not what all French people are like. Stop it.
But I admire how French women are so confident, and they do seem to be more confident, don't you think? They just carry themselves in the most amazing way.
Oh my goodness. Whenever I'm in Paris, I feel like such a troll.
They're so chic.
Oh my God. They like are so put together.
Yep.
And did I tell you about the one time that I asked the French woman in Louis Vuitton what she thought of American women?
Oh no. What'd she say?
I mean, it wasn't awesome.
She wasn't happy about it.
You know, she just didn't understand why we wear sneakers out.
You know,
because it's a thing, like they really put, it's just the, they really put like food and fashion and mm-hmm. things like that at a much just higher level of priority because they think right. it's art.
It's true. I mean, there's yeah. something to be said about putting yourself together before you walk out of the house.
You know what I say about it? It's uncomfortable.
It is. Also something to be said about spandex.
I put my spandex to the test this last week. They're great.
Mine too. I love them.
Just loving my body in all phases.
Right. High-waisted denim is the way to go.
You know what it is?
What?
No, it is.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, you know what it is? Hey, you know what? Would you like to know your iTunes review of the week?
I would love to hear it.
I'm going to read it to you.
Could you read it?
Sure.
Like a French woman?
This is my favorite go-to buy. That was terrible. I'm sorry. Please don't put
Frexy that in there. Will wait on that.
This is from Allie Ryan Zero. Maybe she's French. She said, maybe. This is my favorite go-to podcast as I build my new online business and create the change I've been craving. Thank you, Lori, for being so real, authentic, inspiring, and for offering so much value and motivation. I have several marked as my favorites that I love to listen to when I need a serious dose of self-love and super helpful information. I love this podcast and everyone on it.
Oh my gosh. Allie?
Allie Ryan.
Allie gets a bag of acorns.
Allie, we're sending you acorns.
Allie, you're going to have so many oak trees.
Just a oak tree farm.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Actually, you're going to have to wait because you can't have it right away. You can't harvest your seeds right away. You got to
wait. Put in the work.
Yeah. But Allie, thank you for putting in the work to send us a review because it really means a lot. It's how you get the podcast out. And I so appreciate it. And I loved every single word.
Me too.
I love it. Here, you know, I'm words of affirmation. Like people, like my husband tries to buy me presents. I'm like, do not buy me a present. Write down some really amazing words. And that's my present.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
It's nice to feel loved.
So I'm kind of just secretly really liking the words of affirmation on these reviews. So thanks, Allie.
We're keeping
you're
coming.
Not getting acorns. You're getting a mug.
A mug full of acorns.
Yes. That'd be hilarious. She might love oak trees.
Contact us. I'll put an acorn in there. I'll find one.
Yeah. And you know what? Those trees could later maybe be like a new kitchen remodel.
That's right.
Oak cabinets or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to make cabinets with my dad.
That's so cool.
It is really cool, actually. Quite cool. Okay. Yeah. Next question.
Okay. Your question number one is from Kayla Wilkie at Kayla Wilkie. Did you ever have any fears that got in your way for when you were starting your business in the beginning? If so, what?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Of course. So fears in the beginning, like this will have to take me way back to like the beginning of maybe my online business when mm-hmm. I was doing that. So that was the very first one I had, and that was quite a while ago. So probably, I don't know, 9 years ago, but I'm going to say the beginning of every business, the fears, because it has not changed. Like
sure.
whether I'm starting something new now, I can say that the fear is always, am I going to be able to do this? Am I cut out for the work that it takes?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be able to stay interested? And am I going to be able to put up with like the criticism that comes with it? So those are like my real fears all of the time. But now I can see that, and I just talked about this in my quickie, and it was a quote about there are no weaknesses, and you really don't really have, you can't really talk about fears as like, I'm not going to be able to do it if you can find a solution for it. So you have no weaknesses if you can find a solution for it. So when I think about fears, it's kind of that same thing. Like if you have a fear, confront it. be like, why am I afraid of this? And what do I need to feel safe around it? Or do I need to hire a coach? Or do I need to help hire someone who can help me with this thing I don't feel secure about?
Yes.
So I think those are always the first steps, is like, what are my main fears? Okay, how can I support myself in these fears? Because if you're still in the fear part of starting a business, then we don't even need to talk about the other things.
Right.
Because you won't take action past your fears. So first of all, it's like, what's the thing that's stopping me from taking action? And it's going to be the thing that stops you all the time. So really figuring out what you need to support yourself around that fear, I think, is really vital. And know that it's normal. Can we just always totally be like, hi, can we just start the podcast saying, hi, we're weird and afraid. Can we just call this weird and afraid?
Weird and afraid. That's how I feel all the time.
Weird and afraid and possibly having public bodily functions.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all do it.
We all do it.
You're not alone.
Nope. And I blame it on someone else.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Blame it on a dog.
Oh, my dog's with me. You don't have a dog with you. It was. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Next question. Great question. Thank you so much for sending in your question.
That was a great question. Next is a question from Collab with Cummings. And they ask, how do you best break down a 5-year plan so that you're motivated daily to stick to it?
Collab with Cummings, thank you so much for that awesome question. I think it's really important to write down a 5-year vision. I think sometimes when we say a plan, and if plan feels good for you, go for it. But for me, plan sounds really scary, because I can honestly tell you now that I've been like, kind of, I started with 5-year plans.
Right.
Like, really, when I was setting goals, because when I first started doing vision boards, I think we had talked about this on one of the episodes. It was almost like over 11 years ago. And I totally used to be like, oh, in 5 years, I'll be here. And I think that can be super overwhelming to look at. So I think you can always have a vision. And I think it's important to feed that vision, to meditate on that vision, to see yourself already in that vision, and to back way up. Because honestly, all we're dealing with is, what are you doing today?
Yes. One thing at
a
time.
If we're like, oh, in 5 years, I'm supposed to be this and I haven't even done this, I'm like, how about you just not eat chocolate chip pancakes this morning and you try like, or have one less than you normally do.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of shit like that that's going to have to get cleared up. So like, have the 5-year vision and then back up to 1 year and be like, where do I want to be in 1 year in order to think that I could even start becoming this person I want to be on year 5? So in 1 year, what does it look like? Who do I want to be? And then I say, okay, well, who would I need to be and what would I need to be doing in 6 months to be that person in 1 year? And then I back it up even more. I'm like, okay. So my 3-month plan in order to be this person in 6 months or 1 year, what will I be doing right now? And then I back it up to even like 2 weeks. So a biweekly plan is really important. Mm-hmm. I just talked to another girl who's really like, she's kind of a genius at like planning out your year. And she doesn't plan much further than that ever. Talking about like the power of not planning past that, but like having your vision. And she said like a biweekly plan is probably the best thing to have, because you don't really get done as much as you think you will in a week. Like, look, I'm being super honest. Like, Evans and I have had a to-do list that I started on Tuesday that I thought was going to be done Tuesday. It got pushed to Wednesday. Some stuff got done. A little more stuff got done. Yep. It's now going to be Friday and we'll finally get the list that I thought would get done in 2 days. But I actually know this. That's right. Why I don't overload the list, just because I know that some days I'm going to feel awesome. We're going to check all the stuff off, and other days I'm going to be like, you know what, Evans, I'm done for the day. Like, right. I'm good. Doesn't need to all be done. So back it up to biweekly things. Like, what do I need to do in order to become this person? And what's the main thing right now? So, and that's going to be something probably pretty small.
Right. Little steps.
Oh, it's tiny, isn't it? Like,
yes.
So if I said I want to be a yoga master in 5 years, what would I have to do tomorrow? What would I have to do right now? I'd have to go online and find a studio near me.
Yes.
That's it.
Step one.
That's step one. And then you know what?
Do it.
You go to the class. And then you know what you do? You like, Keep going to the class.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't even know what to do next.
Right. You'll figure it out once you're on that path.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
What do you think about, because I've heard some people will write down a whole journal entry on like, okay, this is my life in 5 years. This is the perfect day. Have you ever heard of that exercise?
Yeah, I love that.
I think that's kind of cool too.
Yeah, I think that's super fun.
It's like daydreaming.
It's total. Awesome. I'm all about the vision and I'm all mm-hmm. about the daydream. And I'm all about like, oh, I didn't know that that's something I would really enjoy. And I also want to challenge people though. Like, don't wait for some of those things that you loved about the vision. Mm-hmm. You can actually pull through a lot of that joy that you were experiencing, because here's what we get really caught up on. We think that when you have the vision and the house and the cars and the husband and the babies and the blah, 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 like, I will tell you that like, as I've slowly gotten all of these different things I've dreamed of, your level of happiness doesn't change. You settle back into where you were unless you choose to actively engage mm-hmm. with being happier and more grateful every day.
Oh.
It just won't change it.
Won't.
Have you found that?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I think it always falls back on that those quiet moments of being grateful for where you are right now and the little things. And if you focus on, if you have that grateful mindset, just keeps getting better and better.
Are you setting goals this year?
I'm setting little goals. Yeah, I'm always setting goals, but I'm not one of those people who's like, in 10 years, I would like to be a basketball player.
So I'm starting my stretching routine now.
But I do like the exercise when you write out your ideal day.
Yeah.
Because you can pick little things like, oh, I wrote, I would like to have a quiet morning. Well, that's something you could start right now. But just totally. Taking some quiet time.
Yeah. Did waking you write
up,
that?
Yeah. Just like waking up a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. I have stuff like that right now too. Like, oh, I want to be able to really meditate longer. I'm like, I can do that now.
Yeah.
What in the world do I think is going to change?
Right. Or you think, oh, I really want to take a class. We'll go sign up for that mm-hmm. class right now.
Are there any classes you want to take?
I think I would like to take some sort of art class, even though I have absolutely no skills in art.
I really want to take some sort of art class.
It would be fun.
Maybe like a, you know, there's an art school like right down the road.
Right. They have everything here. Or even just go to museums more.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have you take Chris to museums. Because he really wants to do that too.
There are just so many good ones.
I'm not super interested in that.
That's okay. You can do something else that interests you.
Like, I like walking through super fast.
What about a type of museum where you get to do things, where it's not just looking, it's more interactive?
Yeah, that's good. Like a children's museum?
Yes.
Where I get to go to the grocery store that's in it and check out like fake fruit. Have you been to those?
Yes, I love those.
I'm like, can I please be the bagger?
Wasn't that the best game? Playing house and stuff?
If I could have had that when I was little, like the real thing. So I will go up to all the kids at the children's museum and be like, you don't know how good you have it. And they're like, Mom! And I'm like, bag the groceries. Have fun. Live out my childhood. Okay.
So no museums then?
I mean, I like some of them. I do. Yeah, I can't. I want to specifically go to things that are interesting. You know what really changed for me though?
What?
So I started reading about, oh my God, please help me. Who's the famous artist who did the Sistine Chapel? Michelangelo.
Michelangelo, yes.
Okay. So I had been reading the Michelangelo book. I can't remember the title of it. Ooh, it's so good. I'm going to have to figure it out. It's one of those real thick books where you're like intimidated.
Was it like a biography or?
It's his story.
Okay.
Written by someone else.
Okay.
But I mean, it is a biography, but it's like, I don't know if it's all, it's almost also written like a story though.
Ooh.
So what do you call that?
Wait,
because it's not like real. It is real life, but mixed with like it's made.
Wait, it's not the Da Vinci Code, right?
No.
Might want to edit that question out. You know what? Keep it in.
You know what? I don't care. Show them that even perfect people screw up.
Yeah. Lady Gaga says I should be who I am.
You know what? And I would ask that in real life. We are exactly how we are in real life right now, I'm pretty sure. No, but let's get back to this book because I will tell you, and I don't remember the title, but it made me, like I literally told Chris, we went and sought out museums where I could go see his work because I became so obsessed with wanting to see his actual work because I was so in the story. Mm-hmm. And I have seen the Sistine Chapel and I was in Rome and I went to Italy. And while it was amazing and I got to learn about him, if I went back now and if I went to Florence where his whole life took place, basically what I'm saying is I'm going back to Florence and it's going to be magical because I went to Florence once and I actually didn't love it that much, but I think it's because I didn't understand the depth of like what I was actually in. I didn't appreciate what was around me. Right. So while yes, I loved it and appreciated the pizza like a lot, I now was like, I can't believe that I took for granted some of the beautiful things that were around me and just what the story was. I mean, story makes us. Oh, we're human beings. So if you want to appreciate life more is what I'm saying. Like even these little moments, like go learn about something or someone or like look at what's around you and learn about, you know, what went into the building of the place that you frequent all the time or the coffee shop. Learn about the owner. Was that their dream? Was that like, why did they pick those beans? Like you are going to just like fall over when you really learn about how rich and beautiful all of the people and the things that went into the experiences that you enjoy every day. It's just going to make them that much more rich.
You know what? That could be a good goal.
That would be such an awesome goal. I should go and learn about my coffee shop owner.
I will do the same thing.
Yeah, let's do that. We can come back and we'll have a talkie talk on it.
Instead of looking at phones and not talking.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to learn about them. And they'll be like, why the F are... Stop Why are you talking to me? I'll be like, we're going to talk about you on a podcast.
What kind of beans do you use?
What kind of... Have you seen a coffee bean? Like a real one?
Yes. They're beautiful.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea. When we were in Guatemala, this man was like, come here, I'm going to show you some coffee beans. And I was like, what are you going to show me?
Yeah.
And he really showed me coffee beans.
Coffee beans.
Yeah, it was amazing. So anyway,
they smell like heaven.
They're white.
It's crazy.
They're like white little beans that you would never guess could be aromatherapy.
We should look into the history of coffee beans.
You know what? You guys stay tuned. You're on the edge of your seat. You don't get the rest of this. You get to learn next time. All right, everyone. We're sending you so much love. And until next time, earn your happiness. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a
paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.